If you've got a job in publishing in 2014, you're working longer hours than last year, and your paycheck isn't growing very fast. But at least according to a recent industry survey, you're probably smiling all the same. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. Results of the annual Publishers Weekly Salary Survey reveal more than ever about men and women of the book business. Andrew Albanese, PW Senior Writer, joins me now with all the details. Welcome back to Beyond the Book, Andrew.
Hey there, Chris.
So as we just previewed, Monday's issue has PW's annual salary survey. And before we talk about how many people are making, let's talk about some of the more troubling insights that PW has discovered. And there's a new stat, something we've never seen before.
Yeah, that's right. This year's annual salary survey is out Monday's issue, and it does include a new element. Now, you may recall quite a tempest over the lack of diversity on the program at this past year's Book Expo America. So this year, in addition to asking about jobs and salary, for the first time, we asked people in the survey about race. And while it's no surprise that the publishing sector is overwhelmingly white, the lack of diversity reflected in our survey results is nonetheless pretty eye-opening. Of the 630 employees who identified their race in our survey, 89% are white, 3% Asian, 3% indicated Hispanic, roughly 4% identified mixed or other, and only 1% said they're African American. And of those who answered another question about the diversity issue, 28% said they were ambivalent about the lack of diversity, and 11% thought that diversity was not really an issue at all. However, the dearth of minority employees does directly affect the types of books that are being published, the survey found. And industry members we spoke to agreed that for more diversity to be seen in what we publish, there needs to be more advocates for books by people of color throughout the business, including in management, editorial, marketing, and, of course, at the executive level, and also among booksellers and librarians, we should say. So that was a pretty eye-opening statistic.
Well, certainly, Andrew, if you hang around book business, you know who works for the various publishers. But what surprises me, at least, is the indifference to the issue. You've got something like more than a third of people responding just didn't seem to think it matters. And as you point out, it really does matter. What else did we find in the survey?
Well, among the key trends from this year's survey is that, as you said in your intro, publishing employees are working a bit harder and longer, and they made a little bit more money in 2013 than they did in 2012. On another troubling note, we also note the persistent pay gap between men and women in publishing. It's been there for a long time, and in this year's survey, it persists. Even though women account for 3/4 of the publishing workforce, the average compensation for men in 2013 was $85,000, while the average compensation for women was around $61,000. Now, the bit of good news there is that female pay was actually up from $56,000 in 2012, while the men stayed flat. So it's not good news for men that they stayed flat, but the gap did narrow some. Overall, the pay increase for members of the publishing industry in 2013 was pretty modest. It was about 2.8%, and that's the same rate of increase that we saw in 2012, while the average number of hours worked at the same time rose to 47, and that's up from 45 in 2012. And some of that extra work we found out was due to industry cutbacks. Fully a quarter of respondents said that their company retrenched in 2013, and by retrenched, that usually means layoffs, or at least combining of jobs or not filling jobs. But here's the nice stat that you sort of also alluded to in your intro. Despite the low pay and the long hours, and Lord knows little job security these days, publishing people are pretty happy with their work. A number of them say they're very happy, and in all, 85% of respondents reported being at least somewhat satisfied with their current positions. And here's my other favorite little tidbit from our expanded survey. The percentage of publishers who acquired at least one book by a self-published author rose again in 2013, and it's now up to 55%. And that's a 3% jump over 2012. And 67% of employees at a major publisher said their company has bought at least one self-published title for them to publish, up from 63% in 2012. So amid all the salary numbers, more evidence of publishing's growth and maturation.
Indeed, an interesting x-ray on the business there. And we'll get up close to a lot of people in the business and probably a very diverse crowd, because you and I are both going to be going to the Frankfurt Book Fair, which is truly the global trade show for the book industry. And on Monday, you'll have more about that, too.
That's right. We're off to Frankfurt soon, and Monday, annual Frankfurt preview issue. I should also take this opportunity to mention that we will once again be publishing show dailies in Frankfurt, and you can read them each and every morning on the PW site if you, unfortunately, are not going to be able to join us in Frankfurt personally. So this year's preview, as usual, includes our Frankfurt briefcase, in which my colleague Rachel Deal rounds up all the rights that will be on the block at the fair. And, you know, once again, this year's fair is going to be what we've seen in previous years for quite a number of previous years now, full of changes. In fact, even bigger changes are on tap for 2015. But, you know, Jürgen Boos, who's the director of the fair, has said, you know, we've been talking about big changes that lie ahead. Well, now they've arrived. As you know, Chris, fair organizers have worked really hard in recent years to keep the conference program fresh, you know, from a revamped professional program that really focuses on digital to new conferences like Contech, which took the place of Change, and Story Drive, which brings together a range of stakeholders in all sort of content fields. In addition, there's been an expansion of the hot spots and the spark stages in the exhibit halls. And you know, this has all worked very well for Frankfurt. The fair has succeeded in attracting new partners from the technology, digital media, and content businesses. And that's helped keep attendance at surprisingly strong levels, which is especially impressive when you consider this stubborn global recession we're still sort of muddling through. You know, but as the old saw goes, change is now the only constant, and in 2014, we'll see a lot of new efforts. And we'll see even more in 2015 as the business halls, as the exhibit halls will change. So this year, I think the major thing that's changing at Frankfurt is they've unveiled this business club, which is sort of a premium membership level for people who go to Frankfurt. So if you get the pass for the Frankfurt Business Club, you'll have access to your own little space that has a flexible program of conferences and consultations and school events. And, you know, it's been built as sort of this peaceful haven for working talks and meetings. But, you know, personally, I'm fine sitting at a picnic table outside with a stein of beer and hashing things out. But maybe some people want a little upgraded experience. This year's fair will also include an expanded self-publishing area, and there's a record number of tables in the Rights Center. So, as you know, the rights trade has really boomed in Frankfurt over recent years. So there's now 456 tables booked. It's a sellout, and it surpasses last year's record of 448 tables there. So surely to be lots of deals for us to report. All in all, I'm looking for a great show at Frankfurt this year. I always enjoy my time there. I look forward to seeing you there as well, Chris.
Well, likewise. And for listeners who will be at Frankfurt Book Fair, just to give a little plug for the presence of Copyright Clearance Center, we've got a number of speakers talking about many of the rights issues that you just mentioned, Andrew, Michael Healy, and T. Armstrong. And I'll be moderating a special Frankfurt Book Fair town meeting on Thursday. You can find out all about that at copyright.com/Frankfurt. So, Andrew Albanese, PW's senior writer, thanks again for joining us on Beyond the Book.
Thank you, as always.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at beyondthebook.com. Our engineer and co-producer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.